Martina, thanks for joining me on the show this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about Hello Good Life Ireland and what you do.
Hello Good Life Ireland is a company that I set up maybe 2 years ago with a mission to make power-assisted exercise more accessible and with a wider distribution. And I got involved in this because of my own personal health journey. And as a result of that, I experienced where there is a critical gap in the market and where there is that mission of, helping people in terms of their fitness, health and well-being, and also provides a good business proposition for business, whether it's social enterprise or an SME. So my mission is to try and expand power-assisted exercise throughout Ireland, and I'm taking it county by county, and I'm talking to people here in Kerry to explain what it's about and how they can be part of it and why it's important to be part of something like this, this kind of initiative, the difference it makes in communities and the difference it makes to people's lives.
Absolutely. So I suppose before we talk about exactly what people can do in these hubs, maybe talk us through those plans you have to scale, I suppose, and how people here in Kerry can get involved, Martina.
To just help people understand why it's so current and relevant. And I suppose it goes into the demographic shift that we're experiencing, and that by 2030, the CSO figures there where one in three people will be aged over 50. And that's 40% of the market. The needs and wants of people change, the attitudes change, and so the consumer trends change. And, say Hello Good Life Ireland, what's my function? What's my role? So I'm here to help operators reposition their offering so they can optimize the opportunity for their business or organization. So again, that can be a social enterprise, a club, a community group, whatever, or it can be, for example, a wellness operator, a gym, or a business person with a good business head. And when people hit 50 and, are aged over 50, as I said, their needs and wants change and the attitude change. So what's the change in attitude? Well, it's that people begin to focus really in on their fitness, their health and their well-being, because, we're already experiencing this, the awareness around the aging process. And no, the aging process is not just people who are advanced in the aging process. Sometimes we think, oh, that's older people. But actually, the aging process begins way before that. And when we come in, to our 50s, we're much more mindful now of health span. So, yes, we're aware people are living for longer, and that is great. However, how long am I healthy for in terms of how long I'm living? So people are really, looking at proactive ways and seeking proactive ways to stay healthier. And what we know in terms of longevity, we know that regular, consistent exercise, several times a week, including cardio training and resistance training and social connections, these are key indicators for longevity. We also know that people are looking for ways to access regular exercise in this way. And that's where the gap is. And that's where I found the gap personally as well. Where do you go several times a week to have a circuit of machines or equipment that provides you with cardio or resistance training at your own level, that'll meet you at your own level? And that's where I have, because of my own experience, I went to England, I found power-assisted exercise equipment. And what I found out there was, what's happening internationally and all throughout Europe, because they had a change in demographic as well, but they've really stepped up. And they have, for example, in Norway, there's almost 100 locations where this circuit of equipment is available to people. In England, it's the same, it's mainstream. It's all over, say, Austria, Germany, Belgium, Holland. So what's the difference about power-assisted exercise equipment? Well, it adapts to the user. So it makes it much more inclusive. It makes it, where, for example, if you have an underlying condition, if you're recovering from surgery, if you have impacted mobility, if your health, took a bit of a swipe, whatever it is, you're coming into a space, maybe you haven't exercised in years, the machine supports you to get you started on your fitness journey. Whereas with conventional equipment, you need to be able to muster up 100% of the effort that the machine demands, you know, that you have it. And if you can't do that, then you can't work the machine. So what I've created is Hello Good Life Hubs, for example. You know, when I went to England looking for something for myself, look, I'm not going to go into my health story, it's a long one, but at the end, it included cancer, and I had an underlying condition for rheumatoid arthritis, and it just got really complicated, and I ended up in a wheelchair at one point. But the main thing was I really suffered muscle wastage, and I was a lot weaker. And I just knew the answer was, you know, rebuilding my muscles, my bones, getting my body stronger. And that really was it, because exercise is medicine, and there was never a truer word said. Anyway, I found the power-assisted exercise circuit in England, and I just couldn't believe what I was looking at. Like, there was people coming in there, yeah, in their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, their 80s, their 90s. These happy spaces, people doing 2.5 minutes on a machine, having the crack. There's 9 of the machines are upright, so people are chatting and talking. Like, it's a completely different concept, and it's something that I've never seen.
It's very important that people age 50 and upwards can rebuild their strength maybe, but work on their mobility as well. So it's great to have this kind of a network for them to be able to do that, I suppose, and to cater to the needs that they might have.
Yeah, that's the difference with the power-assisted exercise. You see, it is preventative in the sense that, and you're exactly right, like when people hit their 50s and whatever, what you start thinking of is, what can I do myself to keep my body? How can I support my own body? I make demands on it every day, every week. We're all busy. But yet, at some point, we stop and think, what am I doing to help my body, you know, to provide and perform the way I needed to? So yeah, exactly that, you know, it is about rebuilding your muscle. The machines exercise in a rehabilitative way. So if you've lost some muscle mass or a lot impacted mobility, it's a complete body workout in less than 40 minutes. And it's a rehabilitative form of exercise. You also get a global range of motion, which is all your joints are exercised as well. So you have the preventative, which is helping people stay healthy. Plus, you have the rehabilitative as well. It provides such a wide range of function, let's say, in that way. And that's really the thing about this demographic. The emphasis they place on fitness, health, well-being, wellness, whatever. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is it's the opportunities that are there for business and for businesses, you know, to begin to see that. Like, how are you positioning your business to optimize the opportunity that's here at the minute and that's coming, where you have a demographic that are willing to invest in their health because they understand it at a different level? And, you know, that's how these hubs work. It's membership. So people sign up. It could be initially for a month's membership. It could be 6 months. It could be a year. And people are signing up because they're willing to invest in their health. So that is the business proposition. And so, for example, there's 4 hubs at the minute. You know, I just tried to develop different examples so I could tell people and show people. And now I'm ready to go nationwide. So there's 2 that are in gyms, for example. So they charge membership. And so they can do, for example, membership at the hub. They also do another membership that's the hub plus all the classes. What's really different is how it's operated, how it's run. It's the benefits. I mean, the real benefits, as well as the exercise benefits, you know, say strengthening your muscles and bones, you know, your cardio, your heart and lungs, you know, your flexibility, your balance. All of these things are the benefits of using the machines. And then it's the mental health benefits as well, that people are supporting their own good mental health by connecting with others, the friendships. You know, there's a lot of loneliness, particularly, and I'm not going to say exclusively in rural areas because it's everywhere, but in terms of the social isolation, the fragmentation that's there in society, you know, there's whole areas maybe where people have passed on, you know, people are widowed or widowers, their family maybe have moved, you know, immigrated or gone or whatever. Very often, there's a lot of people maybe are not seeing anybody at all.
You mentioned you were talking to different facilities in Kerry and things like that and trying to get them on board. How can they come on board, we'll say, and what would be required of them if they were to I suppose, sign up and be part of the network?
You could just get the circuit of machines if you want, and you can brand them in the Kerry colours, for example, you know, and use your own logo on the machines, put a name on the centre. That's a different thing. If you're a gym already and you're your own brand, you can brand upholstery in your own colours and whatever. It doesn't have to be the Hello Good Life Hub. The thing about the Hello Good Life Hub is that I've it all thought out, and I've the operations manual, and I can do the marketing with you and do different, you know, and how to run it and do it and whatever. So I'm totally flexible. I just want that power assisted exercise is available to people, because I just find I'm inundated with people from all over the country. When is it coming to, you know, my town, my village, my county? So how can people get involved? Well, there's a number of ways. So first of all, if you're a community group or a GAA club or, you know, a social enterprise, you can set it up as that. So it's at where there's football fields, they have the community parks, they have whatever, and they use this. It's revenue generating. So what they use then, it pays all the overheads of the park and of the building and all the different things. So then if you are a good business person, you're located in a town and whatever, and the great way is if there was a space there, like up in Sligo, for example, they had a spare room. It used to be a gym. The machines became obsolete. It wasn't really being used. They had old showers. They knocked out the showers, made a bigger room, transformed the space, repurposed it into this Hello Good Life Health and Wellbeing Hub. It's so successful. And so what you can do is you go onto my website and it says, you know, you fill in for an expression of interest. The people who want to join are all there. There is endless amounts of people wanting to join up. I have what I can provide, the machines, the whole thing, the training for the machines, the whole lot. If you want to put in the hub, the training for the hub and whatever. The gap is finding operators, whether it's a GA club, a community group, gym owner, a wellness operator, or somebody thinking of going into business, looking for a good business proposition, whatever. It's the operators. I need to find operators who are aligned with the vision and the mission, that they really get, you know, what it's about, why you would do it. It really is, you know, trying to benefit the fitness, health and well-being of your area, your community, of the people in it, and, you know, all of County Kerry. And that we could start maybe with one centre first in Kerry, and then maybe after a year or two we might look at, you know, some other part of the county.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join me this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me on.